Blog Talk Radio.
Hit me! How y'all doing this evening? How y'all doing this evening? Do y'all want that bounce? Do y'all want that bounce? I say, do y'all want that bounce? That bounce?
There's no one like you.
I'm so glad.
There's no God that's not.
You may be let down before.
There's no Good morning. Good morning. First, give honor to God who's ahead of our life. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Worldwide Gospel Connection, where your host is Pastor Leah Douglas Sr. and myself, Co-Pastor Kashima Douglas. Again, welcome, welcome, welcome this morning. The scripture for this morning is Psalms 34 and 5. Those who look to him are radiant. Their faces are never covered with shame. Psalms 34 and 5. Those who look to him are radiant. Their faces were never, their faces are not, never covered with shame. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak or if you need prayer.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Thank you guys so very much for joining us on this morning. I am Pastor Nathaniel Douglas with none other than our lovely co-host, our partner, our ride or die, my money to my client. Amen. This morning, this is none other than Co-Pastor Kashima Douglas. We're here to inspire, encourage, and strengthen you through the Word of God is what we do on a day-to-day basis. And we thank you so very much for being a part of what God is doing in this hour and in this time on the broadcast on this morning. Now, guys, remember to share that number. That number is 563-999-3628. Again, that number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 for prayer. Or if you guys want to share your testimony, or if you guys just want to tell us how the broadcast has been blessing you, we thank you so much for being that voice that's in the wilderness that speaks and tell the people what thus saith the Lord. And we thank you so much for being a part of the broadcast, that you get strengthened on a day-to-day basis, that you could go out and do what you do. Amen. We thank God for all of the countries that are listening in on this morning. We are so godly proud that you guys have decided to be a part of today's broadcast and just to be a part of the broadcast in general, to be listening in those other countries. We want to say thank you to you very, thank you very much. We realize that in some of these rural countries, the preaching of Jesus Christ, the preaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ is considered as a sacrilege. It's considered as a threat to this country, and these people are still coming to listen and to preach and to share this gospel and share this radio broadcast. We realize that your lives are in danger. In some countries there are some really bad things that happen to these good people that are chasing after God. So know that we are praying for you. Know that we're interceding for you. Know that we're talking to the Lord on your behalf. Know that God is in control. He is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all he can ask, we can ask or think. And we are able to stand firm and stand strong in what God is doing on today in the lives of those that are under the sound of our voices and in your life here on in the United States. We thank you guys so much, so, so, so very much for being a part of it. We want to make sure we acknowledge those countries that are listening in. We have the United States, we have Canada, we have Brazil, we have Ghana, we have Guyana, we have South Africa, we have Kenya, we have Jamaica, we have Germany, we have Saudi Arabia, we have China, we have Hong Kong, we have Bulgaria, and we have Russia. Thank you. And Zimbabwe. We want to thank you guys so, 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 so very much for being a part of today's broadcast. Know that we are praying for you. Know that we are praying for you. Know that there are those here in the United States that are praying for you. As you go out and do the will of God, know that there are your brothers and sisters here at the Worldwide Gospel Connection, and those that are listening under the sound of our voices right now, we are praying for you. We're calling on the name of the Lord for you. Know that God has his hand on your life, and that, you know, the Bible says where two or three are gathered together, that I am in the midst. Amen. And know that he is in control of every one of our situations and circumstances. His hand is not only just on our life, his hand is in our life. He's moving behind the scenes. It may not seem like it right now. It may not even feel like it right now. And as an old saying, you say it may not even taste like it right now, but know that he is in control. Know that no matter where you find yourself at, he is doing what he does best, and that is be God and be big in our life. And that is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Amen. this morning, we're going to go to a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back. We're going to share something with you guys on this morning. We got something we want to share with you this morning. Y'all hang tight.
It belongs to me. Salvation belongs to me, and I have everything to make salvation complete. 'Cause I know the work is already done by the power of His blood. I know it's mine. It belongs to me.
Makes my healing complete. It doesn't matter how I feel. When His stripes say I am healed, I know it's mine. It belongs to me. Hey.
And it belongs to me. All blessings belong to me.
Welcome back to Worldwide Gospel Connection. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak, or if you need prayer. You got it? Oh, unmute.
All right, there we go. Y'all pray my phone deliverance. Let us pray. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for those that are under the sound of our voice. We thank you for the strength Lord God, that you will give today on today as we go into this broadcast. God, our prayers, God, every ear that hears, every heart that is here, God, every mind that is here, every, God, every mind that is here, God, we pray that you would touch them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Strengthen them on every hand. Give them to know that even in the midst of this, that you are yet God, and you are yet God all by yourself. Father, there is no failure in you, that it is in you we live, it's in you we breathe, it's in you we have our being, Father God. And if we don't have you, God, we have nothing. So, Father, on today, we thank you for just your divine touch. Father, for it is in your touch, God, that all things are made well. God, we thank you in advance for what you're doing. Father, we believe and understand and know, God, that you will move every mountain in every situation and have it to work on our behalf. So we pray for the minds, God. We pray for their ears, God. We pray for their hearts, God. Silence the chaos, God. Silence the noise and pestilence, God. Remove anything that is on their heart that is keeping them from feeling your presence on today. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus is our prayer. Amen, amen, and amen. Again, thank you guys so much for joining us this morning. I told y'all this morning what we're going to share this morning is trusting God. Trusting in God even when you can't trace him. Trusting in God even when you can't trace him. In this next shifting that's going on in our life, in the lives of those of believers and those that are under the sound of our voice on this morning, know that God has a plan, even when it doesn't seem like God has a plan. You know, one of my favorite movies is Wanted with Keenan Ivory Wayans in it. And he is in this movie, he is a Marine that's been targeted for a murder that he did not commit. So he has to rely on his military skills. And right at the end of the movie, he does this crazy jump off of a building, and the woman is like, did you plan that? He said, yeah. He said, I thought Marines don't plan anything. He said, sometimes we plan stuff. So God has a plan. Even when we don't think that he has a plan, he has a plan. He has a plan. And the thing about it is sometimes the plan is not always evident when we're going through what we're going through. You know, because it's sometimes because of what we see with our physical eye while we're going through what we're going through, it causes us to get weary in well doing. And that's one of the things that I've learned in my own personal walk. It's my own personal walk, is that When God's plan and my plan don't come together, it tends to cause friction in my seeing that God is moving, because I'm looking for God to come one way, and he'll come another way, you know, because the Bible tells us, you know, it talks about how the man of God thought that dude was gonna come in the rock. Come in the thunder and the lightning, but he didn't. They thought he was going to come in the earthquake, but he didn't. But they say he came in a still, small voice. It's not until we get into that place to where we just sit silently and listen for the voice of God and let God say what he's going to say to us. You know, we think that isolation is a bad thing. Isolation is actually not a bad thing. Isolation is a very good place, because when you're isolated, God can speak some things into you when you're in a place of isolation. Because watch this, all of the distractions are now gone. All of the frustrated places are now gone. You don't have to be so weary in your spirit, man, because now God can speak to you. But I believe that we think that isolation is like the worst place in the world to be. But in actuality, isolation brings about revelation if you sit still long enough and listen for it, right? So So this is one of the things that we have to realize too, you know, storms sometimes they get a little out of hand and out of control in our life. You know, our storms sometimes get really, really, really complicated sometimes.
Yes, we don't take our hands off of it. We continue to poke at it and pick at it like a sore,
yes,
like a scab on your arm or your leg. You keep poking and poking and poking. When you gave it to God, just leave it to Him. Why are you constantly keep poking at it and you want it to heal? That's just like trusting in God. You want Him to take care of it, but you keep poking it. You keep poking at it.
Mm-hmm. And see, one of the things too is that I think we get frustrated behind what we see naturally, you know, our natural eyesight, because the word tells us. He said, "To trust in the Lord out of thy heart and lean not to thy own understanding, and all thy ways acknowledge Him." When it says trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not to thy own understanding, That scripture eliminates our thinking pattern, because now we can't think under our own self. We have to think under the mindset of God. And when we think under the mindset of God, we're able to move some things. We're able to see some things move out of our life, because we're no longer focusing on today's issue. We're no longer focusing on today's problem. We're no longer focusing on today's turmoil. Because a lot of times what happened, I think, is that we carry into the next shifting in God, sometimes we carry what we went through in this last storm. And I think that's one of the things that we can't afford to do. We can't afford to carry the hurt from the last storm.
Right.
We can't afford to carry the hurt from the last storm. You can carry the lessons from the last storm, but you can't afford to carry the hurt. Because a lot of times what we wind up doing, we're carrying an unnecessary hurt into a new place that God is trying to take us to, and we get frustrated because we're looking at the past hurt. Well, this person hurt me in this one. I'm not going to be able to move forward in this because the last person said what they said to me, and when they said that to me, that was hurtful, and I was upset, and I was angry. Because they spoke some things to me that just wasn't right. I didn't feel right about that. I don't know about you, but that just didn't sit right with me and this and that, you know. But we have to realize, ladies and gentlemen, that we cannot afford to carry that into this next season that God has set up for our life.
Mm-hmm.
Because what we wind up doing is we slow up the process. Can I help somebody this morning? You slow up the process when you're carrying an unnecessary hurt or you're carrying an unnecessary mindset. You know, one of the worst things I think that people could do is you get so angry and so upset,
mm-hmm,
behind a situation that you just stop moving. And then the trust in God goes out the window. You know what I mean? Does that make sense to you? The trust goes out the window because you're looking head on into a situation and you're saying, I can't keep going, or I can't keep moving, or I don't know if God gonna do it, or I don't know how I'm gonna make it through it, or I know God this and this and that, and God said this and God, but I'm so tired and I'm so weary and well doing and this and that. But you have to realize that in that you carry a weight or a load that, watch this here, God has already delivered you from in that last season or that last storm, but you carry it unnecessarily, or you pick it back up. And when you pick it back up, now you got that thing and you're walking with it, and not only does that thing that thing becomes a burden to you, that thing will start talking to you. that thing will start talking to you. It'll start giving you all the woe is me's, and you know the last time you was in this one, it was just like this. It sounded just like this one. You know, I don't know. I don't know if we gonna be able to make it out of this one. It start talking to you. It start saying we. It start acting in a collective mindset that it's y'all. In actuality, it's never been. It's, can I be honest with you? It's never been y'all. Because watch this here. That thing has taken on a life of itself because we have fed it for so long. We fed our fear for so long that our faith is dwindling away in a corner. Our faith is anorexic. The Bible says now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. If your eyes are not focused on the things that are seen, if your eyes are not focused on the things that are not seen and you're focused on the thing that is seen, you'll never get the picture of the thing that's unseen. Because you're focusing on your right now when God is trying to take you to your unseen. And that's one of our biggest problems, I think, as believers, is that I was listening to one of my old messages, and I believe that it's still prevalent today. But one of the points that the Lord had pulled into my spirit when I was preaching that message is that we have gotten so to the point to where we want this microwave blessing.
Mm-hmm.
We want a microwave blessing. We want our blessing today. We don't. And see, the thing about it is, we used to hear that saying in the church, if it's fast, it won't last. If it's slow, it's show. You know?
No street.
Or what they used to say it in the church, they used to say it in my church. If it's fast, it ain't gonna last. If it's slow, it's show. They said that used to be old street saying. My bad. I'm tripping. But listen, I sit back and I think about it. You know, if we sit back and we take that thing and we look at it, look at a slow cook dinner. When you put a slow cook, where you will put a good piece of roast or something inside a slow cooker, you know, you season it up with your onions and your bell pepper and your garlic and you put your seasonings all up in there. You put the taters up in there, and you marinate it real good and put your little Worcestershire sauce on there. And you put that lid on there, and you set it for 4 hours. You set it for 4 hours and let it cook low and slow in that pressure cooker. That's going to be some of the most tenderest roast that you have ever had. But just imagine you taking that roast, and instead of putting it inside the pressure cooker, you take it and you put it on the stove top. You put it on top of the stove, and you try to cook it on top of the stove. And you try to cook it in 30 minutes. That's going to be some of the roughest eat. That's going to be the. It may have some good flavor. It may have some good taste. It may even have a good little kick to it. But guess what? It's going to be such a tough eat because you only let it cook for 30 minutes. And it's going to be undone if you really look at it. When you cut into it, it's still going to have some red spots in it.
It ain't going to be tender.
See, what God is trying to get you to understand is that if you let him work that thing out, it will be an easy transition. But we have to learn how to trust him even when we can't trace him. That's one of the hardest things that we have to go into as far as seeing that, because God gives us so many different examples in the Bible of how people that were in rough places in their life, and he showed up. You know, and the crazy part about it is that when we look at them, we don't realize that that thing started way before then. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Think about it. Excuse me. Look at Jonah. Jonah was in the belly
right.
of a whale. We've seen movies where The bed of the well is not a pleasing or look like smelling good place to be. But look at what he had to go through to get where God needed him to be. He was in the belly of a well. Can you just imagine what's all in there?
And when you look at it too, you look at it. Look how Jonah wind up being in the belly of the well. Look what he did to get there. It's not the fact that Jonah. Watch this. This is the part that's gonna bless your heart. It's not the fact that Jonah ran from God that put him in the belly of the well. It's the fact that Jonah was disobedient and got put in the belly of the well. And when you operate in that place of disobedience, guess what? That's what you wind up being in. You wind up being in a place where you don't supposed to be at. That's the reason why it's so important to trust God when you can't trace him instead of trying to improvise. Oh, Lord, have mercy. You sit back and you start trying to improvise. You try to make up. You know how it is when back in the day when they used to have those singing groups and you know the Four Tops and the Five Heartbeats and what was that other one the OJs, all of them, and they would be on stage or the Jackson Five. You know how they used to have, they'd be on stage and they used to have their own little rhythm with the song, and they'd be sitting up there and they'd be all moving in unison. But just imagine if one of them decided they wanted to go and do their own thing. You know, they decide they want to just break off and just start doing doing some other dance that they didn't even practice, or come up with a move right in the middle of the concert. And it would throw everything off. Just imagine that. That's how it is with God. God got everything in sync. He got everything. And the crazy part about it is, I was sitting there and I was talking to a friend of mine. I was talking to a friend of mine, and he said, you do know God works his best in chaos. I said, wait a minute, hold on, what? He said, you know God works his best in chaos. When your situation is chaotic is when God works his best. When it's chaotic in our life is when God show up and he does what he does best. You know, it's not until the bottom falls out of our life is when we start to see what God is really all about. It's not until the situation come undone. It's not until the wheels come off your situation that God show up. Ask Mary and Martha. Talk to Lazarus. Talk to the woman with the issue of blood. Talk to Jairus. Talk to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Talk to Daniel. Talk to Hezekiah. It's not until the wheels come off that God come in and really work the work and show up. But see, the thing about it is, we got to be in this place called patience. Oh Lord, have mercy. We have to be in this place of patience. If we learn how to sit still and let God work and sit and be patient. And see, the thing about it is, patience is not something that comes easy. Patience does not. No, ask for it.
Hold on. Tell y'all this. Don't ask God for patience. Take it from two people that know. Do not. And I'm saying this with aggressiveness. Do not ask him for patience because you would get just what you're asking for when it comes up to God. It's not going to be kind of patience that you think. It's not going to be that kind of patience you think, like having with a child. It's going to be some for real patience, some hard hitters coming at you. So be careful. Be very, very careful the words that you say to God when you asking for something. Be very mindful of your words. I'm a big person. I listen to a person's words. Be very, very careful of what you're saying when you're talking to God.
The Bible says it like this. It says, let patience have its perfect work in you, that you'll be perfect and entire. It says, let patience. Don't. See, the thing about it is that people don't realize, is I think is this, is that that phrase says, let patience. In other words, have patience in him that he'll do what he say he gonna. He say, let it happen. Let patience naturally come. Because if you do anything else outside of what you're going to wind up doing is you're going to mess around there, and you're going to be tore up from the floor up because you're trying to figure out what direction to go in from the situation that you're in. You know, every day of our life, to be honest with you, if you really just look at this thing wholeheartedly, if you look at this thing with your whole mind, ladies and gentlemen, and we're being honest with you, we're being really, really real with you right now. If you look at this thing in a way that that you can see who God really is in your life, real talk. I'm talking about being for real, for real. I'm just saying, I'm being real, real. I ain't talking about playing with it. I'm talking about being for real, for real. If you look at your life, life teaches us how to be patient. We have to wait. And let me show you something. You have to wait on everything else. When you go to the grocery store, you have to wait in line to pay for your food. You have to wait for people to move out the way so you can get to the product that you're trying to get to. You have to wait in line to get a basket. You got to wait in line to speak to the pharmacist at the pharmacy. You got to wait in line at the drive-thru. You got to wait in line at the doctor's office. You got to wait in line. You got to wait in line at the tax office. You got to wait in line sometime at work, because if you clock in, you got a clock in kind of situation that a lot of people got. You got to wait at the. If you at work, you work first shift and you get off on a second shift, you got to wait. You got to wait 8 hours to let somebody. But in that, you're working, you're operating, you're moving, you're doing something in that time. If you're driving, if you're going through the drive-through, you're driving up to the drive-through. If you're in line, you had to go through the process of picking all the stuff that you're going to pick. You had a list of things that you need to do. Patience is something that automatically should come. If you really look at it, patience should be a natural thing for us to be able to wait. But watch this here. It's not until we realize that we have to have patience that it really messes with you. If you operate in, he said, the Bible says, let patience have its perfect work in you. Just let it happen. Because you already, listen to the words that are coming out of my mouth. You already operate in patience with your natural life already.
See, this makes me go to the story of Ruth and Naomi.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, Naomi. And it makes me remember that, look how patient she was. She told her daughter off, go ahead, just leave. Your husband's dead. My husband's dead. You don't have to stay here with me. Just go ahead. It took a lot of courage to say, just leave me alone by myself.
Mm-hmm.
Just let me be weary myself.
Right.
But instead, she didn't say that in full detail, but that's what she really meant.
Right.
Her patience was short.
Right. Right.
Oh, she didn't have any more patience. She lost her son and her husband.
Mm-hmm. 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 Now, watch this here too.
If you look at the five wise and the five foolish virgins.
Oh yeah.
They had to wait. They had to wait until the bridegroom came. Now watch this here. They're sitting up there, the five foolish virgins, because they didn't use their time wisely and waited with patience, they rushed. They kept their life burning. But the five wise virgins, they trimmed their wicks. They were trimming their wicks. They were paying attention. They were preparing. Patience, it says, let patience have its perfect work in you. So why, watch this here. While you're being patient, the work has to be done. So you have to do what you need to do to get to where you need to be at. And it's, and while you're sitting there, do what you got to do until God brings it to your to fruition.
Remember, because Ruth took, she was picking up pieces of barley.
Right.
Pieces, literally pieces enough for a little child sometimes hands to be full.
Right.
But she was patient. She was patient. Now, again, I'm not saying it was easy.
Right.
And, yeah, it wasn't pretty, but she was patiently, she took her time, and she was committed into finding something for them to eat,
mm-hmm.
and committed to be seen, but not trying to be seen
mm-hmm.
at the same time. That's the difference. People don't understand that you can be seen and not trying to be seen, but you'll get they'll see you more when you're not trying than when you're trying.
Right. And see, that's the thing that's what patience does. Patience make you wait to be seen. Patience will make you wait to be seen. And that's the thing I think that...
Don't ask for it.
Just wait to be seen. Just wait to be seen. Your appointment is coming up. That's just like your doctor's appointment. Your appointment is coming up. But you have to sit and be in a place of patience and let God work that patience in you.
Mm-hmm.
See, I think this is my own personal opinion. This is not the consent of the Worldwide Gospel Connection, nor my wife, nor anybody that's a part.
Yeah,
I think that for me, patience only works. Patience only works when all hell is breaking loose for most people. You know what I'm saying? Because watch the ship. We don't know how to operate in patience just by just sitting and waiting. God has to work it into us. And I've learned now, this is just from my own personal walk, I'm learning now that I say, God, you know what? I don't want you to have to wrestle patience into me. I don't want you to have to wrestle patience in me. I don't want you to WWE me.
The flip back, a slam.
Oh, the moonsault. I don't want God to have to do the moonsault on me. I don't want to have to do nobody slam on me.
This man said the moonsault. What the heck is that?
Okay, let me describe to you what the moonsault is. The moonsault is when the wrestler gets on the top rope and he does a somersault. I know. You're talking about a slam.
No, I was talking about when they get their neck and they flip them back. What's that?
Get their neck and flip them back.
Yeah.
That's
Jackhammer
slam.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah. See, I'm so proud of you. You ask about WWE wrestling.
Pray for me, y'all. I'm being forced to watch WWE with the pop.
Listen, you need to learn some of these moves just in case you ever get a trip.
You really want me to learn any more tactics?
Listen. You need to learn some of these moves, not to be used on me, but to be used on someone else.
Say who used it on
you?
Oh,
Lord. We are talking about being working patience. Oh, Lord. Well. She got me all thrown off now. But it's you don't have. Some people have to have patience slammed into them because they don't want. Because I'm gonna tell you, I've learned by watching people. I learned some. You know, my grandmother used to say this to us all the time as kids when we were growing up. She'd say some things you don't have to. You don't have to go through. You can watch somebody go through it and learn from it.
Mm-hmm.
My grandmother used to tell us that all the time when I was a kid. And it never really dawned on me, I think, until I got older. Because I was always that kid that, you know, I had to learn by trial and error. And
If Jeremy jump off the car, you gonna jump off the car too?
Just see how bad it hurt.
Oh Lord.
I jumped off a roof on a dare.
It's a boy thing. Great stuff like that. It's a boy thing. When girls and women don't do nothing like that. We're not
going to
jump off no cliff, off no roof or something. A girl
get up there
and jump on that roof. What are you
going to
do, man?
I'm not even a tall boy. Climb trees, shot china barrels at each other, all kinds of stuff. I had to try. Getting hurt. I tried. But see, as I got older, I realized. Look, right? As I got older and the pain got more intense, you know, I learned that, okay, you can't do everything. You can't let everybody talk you into everything. Some stuff you just got to learn. Man, that hurt. Oh, okay, I'll take your word for it. But it was a learning curve for me. And I think that's the reason why so many people right now today are in places and positions that they're in is because they never learned as they were younger. And now that they're a man, you know, they realize after, you know, now that your back is bad, now that your knees is bad, now that you got a bad shoulder because you did that tuck and roll wrong when you was like 8 years old and you tore something in your shoulder when you was like 8 or 9 years old or when you was 12 or 13 years old, you fell out that tree wrong, you know. And now when it get real cold, all of a sudden your body start to ache, you know. But it's one of those things that I think that what we have to realize as being, you know, believers in what God is doing, that we got to trust in him to let him do what he does best, you know. It is the most important thing that we have to realize that, you know, patience is developed in us by simply us just waiting on God and watching him move. And he said, I'm going to take care of this for you, but you got to sit still long enough to let me be God in this. Take your hands off of it. Let me drive and let me get you to where you need to be at. You know, and sometimes I'm gonna be honest with you. Sometimes it's a more frustrated place than what we really realize. You know, it's frustrating. It's a frustrating place. It's a hard place. It's a hard pill to swallow. It's a rock and a hard place, as they call it back in, you know, that's what the world says. You between a rock and a hard place. Sometimes you're in that hard place. And in order for you to see God actually moving this stuff out of the way or moving these things around, it takes you having to understand that, okay, I'm going to have to relinquish my control and let God do what he does best. I'm going to have to pull my hands off of it and let God be God. Because if I do anything else in this situation, I'm going to mess something up. I'm going to tear something up. I'm going to pull something out of my hat that don't need to come out of my hat. And so now we're frustrated. Now we're agitated. Now we're in a place of despair. Now we're in a place of distress. Now we're in a place of hurt. Now we're in a place of pain. Now we're in a place where we're saying, okay, God, you know, if it had not been for you on my side, where would I be? I'm in one of them kind of situations right now. But before I got there, all I could see was me trying to overcome a place that God really did design for that number one, God didn't design for me to be there because I was operating out of the wrong mindset. And then the second thing is I'm in a place, watch this here, that was originally designed for someone else. Now it's designed for someone else. I got to go through it so I can teach somebody else that was watch this here, that was supposed to be going through this right here. But I'm here. So it's mine now. I have to ride it through. I have to ride it out. I have to let God be God now. I got to let this situation work in my work. I got to let this thing work for me, which would normally work for somebody else. Because I'm in this place right now to where I'm saying to myself, okay, God, I need you to work this thing out because I didn't mess something up. You know, I didn't put my whole hand in here. I didn't put my whole hand in the situation. I didn't put my whole hand in this situation. So now we have to work this thing out in pieces. We have to work these things out in pieces. We're going to take a quick commercial break, you guys, and we'll be right back. You're listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
Some good days. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days. And some lonely nights. But when I look around, and I think things over, you know what? All of my good days outweigh my bad days. I won't complain. Can I say that one more time? I've had some good days. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days. Some sleepless nights. But when I look around, yeah, I think things over. All of my good days outweigh my bad days. I won't complain. Sometimes the clouds hang low. I can hardly see the road. I ask the question, Lord, why so much pain? But He knows what's best for me. Although my weary eyes, they can't see. So I'll just say, thank you, Lord. I won't complain. God has been so good. to me. Has he been good? He's been good to me. More than this whole world, you could ever be. He's been so good. Tell me. You know what he did? He dried all of my tears away. Turn my midnight in today. So I'll just say thank you, Lord. I've been lied on, but thank you, Lord. I've been talked about, but thank you, Lord. I've been misunderstood, but thank you, Lord. You might be sick, body racking with pain, but thank you, Lord. The bills are due, don't know where the money coming from. But thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I want. Yeah. I won't complain. God has been so good to me. To me, more than this whole world, you could ever be. He's been so good. He's been so good. He's been so good. So good. So good. So good. So good. Tell me, me. Yeah, and dry all of my tears away. He ever stop you from crying? Turn my midnight in today. So I just say thank you, Lord. I've been lied on, but thank you, Lord. I've been talked about, but thank you, Lord. I've been misunderstood, but thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Can you tell us thank you, Lord? Thank you, Lord. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It dries. One of my tears away. Turn my midnight in today. So instead of complaining, I learned how to lift them hands, look up toward heaven, and say, thank you, Lord. Tell him, thank you, Lord. 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 I won't complain. I won't complain. I know it's time to go home, but I won't complain. I used to, but I won't. I could, but I won't. I won't. I won't. Can you say yes? Say yes. Complaining. Some of y'all been mumbling. Some of y'all been grumbling. But you ought to thank God for bringing you this far. You ought to thank God for bringing you from a mighty long way. And you're all right. And you're all right. You ought to stand on your feet and praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Everything is going to be all right. Amen. Listen, we're going to go into our Overcomer Scripture and Overcomer's Prayer. Those of you all who are seeking to be in a better relationship with God, this is your opportunity. This is what we consider as our invitation to Christ on this morning. Those of you all who are standing in a place right now, you're frustrated, you're trying to figure out how, what, when, where, why you're in the place that you're in. Maybe you are just looking for answers. Maybe you're in a place to where there are some things that you need God to fulfill in your life. Maybe there are some things that you need God to show up and show out in your life. Well, this is that opportunity. This is that chance we want to give to you this morning, this opportunity to give your life to Christ, to give your life to Christ, amen, to give your life to Christ. So we extend to you this opportunity. So we want to go ahead on and do that. Romans 10 and 9 is our scripture. It says, cause if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus died and was raised from the dead, you will be saved. You will be saved. We're extending this to you this morning, an opportunity to confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus died and was raised from the dead. Now, this is the thing that I want you to realize. We don't have to go into no long, drawn-out situation today with what you have going on with your life. We don't have to go into no long, drawn-out definition of why you're where you are, what is it is that you're in, or how you're in, what you're in, because you all that are under the sound of my voice, you know where you are. You know what kind of condition and situation that you are in. You know what you're dealing with as far as that. You know how the situation works out. You've gone through the storm. You've gone through the rain. You've gone through the ins, the outs, the ups, the downs, the in-betweens. You've been in a heartache, and then you've been in the pain. You've been there. You've done that. You got the T-shirt. Not only do you got the T-shirt, you got the mug, and you got the bumper sticker to prove that you have been through some stuff. But can I help you this morning? Let me help you this morning. This is an opportunity for you to come out of that place that the enemy tried to tell you that you're not going to survive out of. This is that opportunity. This is that chance for the conditions to get better in your life. For God to show up, and not only just show up, but for God to show out, to show himself not just strong and mighty, but show himself mighty and strong in your life. He will come in, and he will make this thing work out for your good. I don't know who this may be reaching right now. I don't know where you may be at. I don't know what condition or situation you may be in right now, but I know that the God that we serve is not only able, but he is well able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think in the time that we're in, because he is showing himself to be an answer in our condition. He's showing himself to be a problem solver in our condition. The only thing we have to do is just allow him to be God and be big in our life. Amen. So I want to extend to you this opportunity to receive from God strength. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to pray this prayer. We're going to make this declaration over your life. We're going to make a declaration over your life. One thing you have to do is just receive it tonight, this morning. Amen. So allow us to pray for you. Lend us your heart this morning. Lend us your heart this morning so we can pray. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for those that are under the sound of our voice that are coming to give their lives to you on this morning. Father, our sincere and sincere prayer, God, our sincere request today, God, as they give their life to you, God, that you receive unto you these your vessels, God, to be used, God, for your glory. Father, we pray right now in the mighty name of Jesus, God, that you would just stretch yourself out in their lives, God, and show, God, them that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all they can ask or think. Only thing they have to do is just trust you beyond what they see. For the things that are seen are temporal, but the things that are unseen is eternal. God, we thank you for being the eternal God, the eternal peace, the eternal joy, God, the eternal hope that lies within. God, build them again, God, in their most broken places. God, give them strength. God, to overcome this thing, God, that the enemy told them that they would not be able to overcome. Strengthen them on every hand. God, build them in their most broken places. God, and give them to know, God, as we pray this prayer, we make this decree over their life right now, God. God, that they can walk into a new relationship with you. So as we speak this declaration over their life, God, we ask that they would just lift up their hands and their hearts right now and receive it unto themselves, God, that you have given to them. Father, your word tells us, God, that they will, if they come and confess with their mouth, Lord God, and believe in their hearts, God, that your son Jesus died and was raised from the dead, they will be saved. Father, we thank you that as we decreed that over their life and they raised their hand, they received you for who you are, and that is God and being the God of God and King of Kings over their life. God, and they walk now into a fullness of who you are, into the fullness of who you are. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus is our prayer. Amen, amen, and amen. Now, we have a few keys that we would like to share with you on this morning. Very simple keys, nothing complicated, just three very simple keys that we'd like to share with you this morning. And as we share those keys with you this morning, our prayer is that you would be you'll be strengthened by these keys. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. The first key is get you a Bible, whether it's King James or NIV, get you a Bible. Two is to find your church home. Whether you go visit a church, please be safe. Wash your hands, sanitize your hands, and wear your mask. Or you can go online and visit. You're welcome to come visit us at the Abba House International on Facebook at Abba House. Look us up, tune in, and you will be blessed. Three, make sure the man or woman of God is not only preaching the word, but that they are living the word. This is very critical since you surrender your life to Christ. Remember, it's not going to be easy. The fight has just begun because you surrendered your life to Christ, but it will be well worth it. Again, one, get you a Bible. Two, find your church home. And three, make sure the man or woman of God not only preaching the word, but they are living the word.
Amen, amen. As they say in the Baptist Church, govern yourself according to the announcements on this morning. We want to also make sure that we acknowledge that you guys that are giving your life, we are so godly proud that you have given your life to Christ on this morning. You have surrendered to the Lord on this morning, and we are so grateful that you have done so. So we are praying for you. We're praying for you. We're praying for you. Amen. We're praying for you that God move by his power and by his strength, and that you walk into that newness that he has called you to walk into. And we're just so godly proud and so grateful. And we thank you for giving your life. This portion of the broadcast was brought to you by Core Gifts to Give Bath Bombs. Those of you all who are looking for that Calgon take me away moment that you're looking for that melt your day away bath, get in contact with Corey Gifted Gifts. You can contact her by calling, get in contact with her by calling 832-816-7997. That number again is 832-816-7997. You can also text on that number as well. Those of you all who are also looking for that perfect gift, you can get in contact with her. You can get in contact with her by going to CoreyGiftedGifts34@gmail.com. That's CoreyGiftedGifts34@gmail.com. You can get in contact with her through both of those contact information. She will most definitely get back with you. Those of you all who are looking for the perfect gift, this is not just for men, this is also for women. It's not just for women, it's also for men. These are some fantastic bath bombs. I am a shower guy. I actually tried it out for the product launch, and I'm telling you, man, I really enjoyed that soak. It really relaxed all of the muscles in my body, man. I'm telling you, you will enjoy this product as well. Again, this is Cora Gift to Give Bath Bombs. You can get in contact with her again by going to Cora Gift to Gifts34@gmail.com or get in contact with her at 832-816-7997. That's 832-816-7997. You can get in contact with her through those wings of contact to get your bath bombs. And remember, guys, that all things work together for the good of them who love the Lord and who are the called according to his purpose. Let God's purpose have his perfect work in you, and know that he is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask or think. Only thing we have to do is just trust in him and let him be God and be God all by himself. God bless you. We thank you for tuning in, and we look forward to you guys being a part of tomorrow's broadcast, which is our Women's Day Thursday broadcast. Just excited about what God has to say through the woman of God. I promise you, you will be too when you tune in. That number again is 563-999-3628. Press 1 for prayer. And those of you all who would like to share your testimony or maybe even just tell us how the broadcast has blessed you, we look forward to you being a part of that as well. Now, remember also, guys, those of you all who would like to share in the giving, you could go to $WGC2020. That's $WGC2020. You can get in contact with, you can share your gift of giving there. Remember that those gifts that you share with us, we believe in the sowing and reaping process, that once you sow it into us, we sow it into others, because we believe God has a plan for the lives of those who sow in our lives, and we sow back into their lives, to other lives, and those seeds continue to grow. Amen. That is what we stand on. We believe God is going to bring those seeds that we sow into others to harvest. Amen. So God bless you. Thank you guys so much, and we look forward to you being a part of our tomorrow's broadcast. Love you so much. Grace and peace be unto you is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
God will break you to position you, break you to promote you, and break you to put you in your right place. But when he breaks you, he doesn't hurt you. He doesn't. When he breaks you, he doesn't destroy you. He does it with grace. Ah! Anybody been gracefully broken? Where? Ooh! Thank you, Lord. Thank you. So, Father, tonight we're broken before you. Thank you for handling us with grace. Your worship right there in this moment.
My life gratefully rolls.